Are you thinking about renting out your house? Good choice, because the rental market is red hot. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse is America's number one rent-a-state company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Their rent-a-state advisors make property management easy. They'll price your property, they'll find you great tenants, they'll collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls, all while you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. It's easy to start cash flowing on your home, easy to get great tax breaks, and easy to open the door to financial freedom. Plus, Renters Warehouse gives you 24/7 property management for one low, flat monthly fee. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now. Get a free home rental price analysis and find out how much your home will rent for today. It's easy. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
Spring is finally here, which means the days are getting longer and the nights are getting shorter. But if you have sleep apnea or share a bed with someone who does, you know that some nights can seem endless. If you have sleep apnea and you can't get relief from your CPAP machine, there is another option, and it doesn't require a mask or hose. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a revolutionary FDA-approved implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the quiet, restful sleep you need. Inspire is FDA approved and is currently offered at more than 100 leading medical centers across the country. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away at inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. CARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
8-5.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. The Central Division champion Wolves advanced to the second round of the playoffs, and now the Wolves host Grand Rapids Wednesday and Friday at Allstate Arena. Tickets start at $15. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for more information. The Cubs wrapped up their road trip with a 5-4 record. They ended April with a 13-11 mark. It's good enough for first place in the NL Central. It's now a new day and a new month as the world champions open up a 7-game homestand tonight versus the Philadelphia Phillies. Of course, you can hear it right here on 670 The Score. Pregame show with Mark Grody scheduled to kick off at 6:30 tonight. weather permitting. Pitching matchup tonight scheduled to feature Brett Anderson and Vince Velasquez for the Phillies. To the White Sox, they closed out April with a surprising 13-10 mark, just a half game out of the AL Central lead. Tonight, they continued their road trip in Kansas City to start a four-game set with the bottom-feeding Royals. Tonight's pitching matchup, Dylan Covey versus Royals left-hander Jason Vargas. In football, this according to the Tribune's Brad Biggs, the Bears have reached an agreement with free agent center Taylor Boggs. Also today, in a series of tweets, Bears offensive lineman Kyle Long stated he was back up to 310 pounds and is running again on the underwater treadmill. Long underwent ankle surgery in November. The team has not released an official timetable for his return to football activities. NBA playoffs tonight, conference semifinals in both the East and West. At 6, Cleveland hosts Toronto in game one of their series. And at 8:30, the Rockets and Spurs open up their best of seven set in San Antonio. Finally, in hockey, just one game tonight in the NHL playoffs. Penguins host the Capitals at 6:30. Pittsburgh looking to go up 3-0 in that series. This summer, you've got places to be, and stranded on the side of the road is not one of them. With vehicle diagnostics, emergency assistance, and more, Hum by Verizon is the technology that connects you to your car. Learn more at hum.com. And this scoreboard update is brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is tonight at 6:30 when the Cubs take on the Phillies here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
He's got to be good. Ryan Pace has his guy. He's made his bet that Mitch Trubisky's great. I don't know if he is. I know a lot of people think he's definitely not great.
Yeah.
That he's maybe good.
Do you think more pressure is put on him because of how much he spent?
Hell yes.
Yeah, that's the thing. Unnecessary expectations that come along with being a rookie signal caller without spending that kind of inventory, that kind of, you know, draft cash.
Even if it were a fourth rounder.
Yeah, people would be clamoring
to see
him.
Yeah. This is a first rounder that you paid
First quarterback in the draft.
Bernstein and Golf, the new afternoon show on The Score.
Marcus. Ryan Pace has done what Bears fans and the local media have been begging this team to do for the last 20 or 25 years. He has gone all in on the quarterback position. You've got to admire him for that. I don't think he needed to make the trade. You gave up a lot to go from 3-2 with a guy that the 49ers weren't going to take it to. If Mitchell Trubisky turns out to be a Pro Bowl type quarterback, who cares? The piece that kind of concerns me the most is we were told a month ago that Mike Glennon was the best young veteran high ceiling prospect out there and that they signed him because they believed he could be the future. What if he is, guys?
No, you gotta
that's a good problem to have.
More action. More excitement. More everything.
Bernstein and Golf, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
The Bears are the center of the NFL universe and regard of national reporters. They are paying attention to them. They are writing about them.
And the stuff is trickling out of San Francisco slowly but surely about what happened on their end as well.
Yep.
Tim Kawakami, if you don't follow him on
He's
Twitter,
great.
You probably should, because he detailed in about a 9 to 10 tweet thread, and he's a guy who's been objectively covering everything Bay Area for a while now. He goes in on what he thinks happened and what some of his sources have told him, and also how the Bears valued their pick in terms of it not being the 13th pick, the third pick overall, and they moved like they had the 13th.
And Peter King did some fly-on-the-wall reporting, having access to what was going on in San Francisco in his Monday morning quarterback column, and talked about some of these phone conversations that occurred. The bottom line is we're never going to actually know mm-hmm. quite what happened, but we can begin triangulating with the information that we have. Now, Jason LaConfora was reporting that John Fox was blindsided by the pick and was livid about it. Now, first of all, he wasn't completely blindsided. That's just not true. And initially, I think Chris Mortensen said something about that, too.
He turned his TV on
but
and saw it. Yeah,
no,
he
knew what was going on, but it wasn't his draft. You know, this really, he's not,
it wasn't
collaborative. He wasn't a huge part of it. He certainly had some input, but he's the coach and he's not the general manager. And in most, it's what everybody has wanted. It's everybody has hoped that it is that the general manager, for better or for worse, at least has the authority to make right. the picks that he wanted to make. And he did. The other thing is, you know what it takes to make John Fox mad? The wind blowing oddly. He's mad at everything. If you want to write, any reporter can say John Fox is unhappy about blank because he's generally an unhappy presence. I'm told he always has something to complain about. And no matter which media friend...
Is it like a complaint, like, you know, a guy's always got a nag? Or is it like a complaint where a guy is making people's atmospheres a little chaotic?
Yeah, he's not sort of...
You know what I mean? Like, is there, you know, the guy who's always like, oh my God, the water machine's not working again. Or the guy who is throwing things and always upset.
No, it's more these practice facilities, we need another field, or this field's in bad condition.
Antro Roll was saying that a couple of years ago.
There's a lot of... It's just a lot of grump. They thought they were getting a more avuncular, positive presence than they were getting.
Really?
Yeah, the Bears didn't really think he would be...
Did not talk to anybody in Denver or Carolina?
Well, that's the... John Elway got sick of it.
Yeah.
It's just the kind of a personality type. The other thing was that this idea that somehow Mike Glennon got completely ambushed, he did get done dirty by having him at the party and asking him to be sort of a face of the franchise, but he was aware of the possibility and probability that at some point they were going to take a quarterback. So that's not a complete surprise. However, the way it happened, he was not expecting it to be that pick, that trade, that way. And I can totally see why you'd be like, oh, awkward, okay.
Because right, you know at some point, whether the guy's good or not, they have to throw him in the mix. So if you go 10-6 or 9-7 and you're looking forward to that next year, building on that, you may not get that because of how much they invested. And that's part of the business. Business sucks for a lot of people. He's one of the lower paid starting quarterbacks in the NFL because he didn't show improve the way he should have as a backup. You know, you get that opportunity, you have to capitalize on it. You got to prepare for that opportunity. And, you know, in Tampa Bay, it didn't work out. He's going to get that opportunity once again here, but we'll start his money.
In Madeira Beach, Florida, this is Ed. He's on the score. Hello, Ed.
Hello, boys.
were you kind of mulling that over there?
What show did I call? Right.
What's up, Ed?
Nothing. I wish my best to Terry, first of all.
Okay.
But is there any hope in any of these young Bulls players? I'm thinking about Bobby Portis or anything. I mean,
what kind of hope are you looking for?
What level of hope?
Yeah, rotational guys, stars.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you looking for?
Not a starter, but someone even can go off the bench and participate.
Well, you hope a guy is in your top eight if you care about him at all. You know, you got your rotational big, rotational wing, and rotational lead guard, and then you build from there. Does Denzel Valentine look like a rotational wing at this point in his career? Not really.
He can't play.
Yeah, he's gonna have to undergo an Otto Porter type of living at the arc kind of situation the entire offseason. And
what do you do for me?
Yeah.
If Denzel Valentine, I need to know what you're doing for me.
He couldn't find where his offense was coming from at any point in the season. And once you can't do that, guys start to you know, lose it a little bit because they know they can't score in this league.
And Bobby Portis just isn't athletic enough. He tries hard.
Well, they don't draft athletes.
He's got a high motor and all that stuff. But
my guy Marquise Chris is going to look good out there in Phoenix here next
year.
Look,
how many times did they play? They put Bobby Portis in the game, and then there's some guy on the other team you've never heard of who's
that Phoenix game.
6'9",
16 rebounds against.
And it's just like Mo Harkless is just throwing down on you, and Alan Crabb
right.
racing you down the floor and grabbing an offensive rebound and dunking, and you're calling timeout again. And there's Bobby Portis standing like, oh, I just missed him. I could have had him.
You can call into question the Bulls' draft strategy over the last few years or so. Yes, you can. They like high accolade, high, you know, basketball IQ, big time school presence guys because they may think that kind of gets you ready for the NBA. I like the guy who you can't game plan for because he does something that you just going to have to live with for the minutes that he's on the court. And hopefully you can make other guys do other things. You get enough of those guys on the court at one time, then all of a sudden you have yourself a damn good basketball team. And that's even before you find a star, if you think you've got a star.
That's why when you watch Jason Tatum play basketball and you see, okay, if one kind of guy is guarding him, there's something he can do, and another kind of guy is guarding him, there's another thing.
I saw a piece on him about, is he the archetype or the dinosaur? on Jason Tatum. On he can be either thing, like coming into this NBA of pretty much a guy who's got himself a scorer's knack, but hasn't extended his game the way it's supposed to and isn't the greatest dribbler. Like, I think it was Vice Sports that wrote about him. But yeah, the Bulls offseason is going to be interesting, because we're going to find out really, really soon if Jimmy Butler needs to be worked on, if he wants to be here, if he wants to stay, all those things. And then you get to the draft process, and you know the Bulls aren't going to pull the trigger on anything big. I mean,
how about Bobby Portis burning his foot with a heating pad?
Yeah. That's all that is falling asleep with it on. You fall asleep with it on, and you wake up with burns.
I gave myself frostbite with ice packs. So I had
fell asleep with it on?
No, I just kept it. My back was hurting, mm-hmm. and it just felt good to keep the ice on there. And I didn't put a paper towel or anything in between it. And I got the equivalent of a really bad mm-hmm. sunburn that was. I gave myself frostbite because I am an idiot.
Yeah, that's what I tell you.
I cannot make fun of Bobby Portis.
Not to keep those heating pads on overnight or make sure that you're awake, because they're going to keep doing their job. And you're going to fall asleep at some point.
I can't make fun of Bobby Portis.
Worst injury? Worst dumb injury?
Well, we've done dumb injuries. Well, I'm sure we'll do it again. But if I'm the guy that literally froze my ass with ice packs,
crazy,
then I can't make fun of Bobby Portis for burning his foot with a heating
pad. Try getting BioFreeze on your junk.
BioFreeze?
Is the stuff that I use when I play ball. And I put it on my back, and you're only supposed to apply it in one direction.
Is that like ethyl chloride?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
BioFreeze? Yeah, is that like the stuff that you use, like Dr. Scholl's wart remover thing?
No.
Needless to say, Jason can't have any more children.
Right, exactly. No, you.
Ethyl chloride.
You're only supposed to put it on in one direction. That's how powerful the stuff is, right?
Organic compound. It's menthol.
Yeah. So you're only supposed to put it on in one direction. Yes.
And on members of One Direction.
Well, there you go.
Ice, ice, ice.
And I put it on my back one time, and I touched my back, and then I went to readjust myself.
Rearrange the band.
And the entire 2 hours I was out there. There were moments where ran fast enough, the wind would make it cool, right? I'm like, oh, that's a different kind of...
Make you hustle.
Right, a little sensation. And then when you stop running and the menthol started to find its certain crevasses, it was none too pleasant. So you gotta be careful. Yeah, don't fall asleep with a heating pad on. Don't do what Burns did and give yourself frostbite, and don't put BioFreeze on your nuts.
Don't mess with menthol. Yeah, that's
don't mess with. Hey, you telling a brother not to mess with menthol? Come on.
Well,
I mean, come on, it's a birthright.
Jim and Stager, you're on the score. Hi, Jim.
Hi, are you there?
Cello.
Yes, we are.
Oh, sorry. I have never thought that Jimmy Butler. A game changer. I don't hate him. He's a nice player. He's got nice skills. I also heard the comment a little while ago that the Bears aren't going to do anything big in the offseason, or the Bulls, I mean. But in the realm of dreamland,
okay,
if the Bulls would even consider such a thing, do you know who in terms of a game changer is going to be available this summer? Either through a trade or free agency?
Well, the free agent class isn't that great. We appreciate your call.
Carmelo Anthony.
Carmelo Anthony, and then you get the names of the guys who are still under contract. And Paul George, he wants to be in L.A. in a bad way. And I think that's part of the reason why Larry Bird stepped down. He didn't want to oversee the Paul George trade and everything that Larry's put into that organization. And I think Larry legit, he's one of the guys that actually will use this and actually mean it. He does want to spend time with his family because he's getting up there in age. But Paul George is very important to the Bulls, because wherever Paul George finds himself, say the Lakers, and Magic Johnson, who winked at Paul George in one of those games in the first round, say they don't want him, or say the Pacers don't want back Julius Randle, D'Angelo Russell, and the Ingram kid out of Brandon Ingram out of Duke. Then the Clippers come into play here because the Clippers are going to have to blow up Lob City. This is too many. This is too many bites at the apple that they haven't won anything. And Doc Rivers is burying himself out there. So then, if Blake Griffin comes into play, now you're starting to talk about what the Bulls possibly, if they want to keep this thing together and start adding pieces. Then you're talking about how would Blake Griffin look in a Chicago Bulls uniform? What would you have to give up to get him? Would you have to give up Jimmy Butler?
Are you bringing Rondo back? Is Wade opting in? Yeah, right. There's so many.
Can you imagine Rondo, here? Wade, and Griffin as your big three, so to speak? Rondo being paid, Dwayne on his last leg of his vacation tour.
Fred waving his arms and Rondo ignoring him.
I don't know, Fred. I'm going to be very interested to see who leaves here. Somebody's leaving. Somebody's got to go. And if it's Fred, or if it's Jimmy, or if it's Gar, somebody, one of those three people will not be here after this offseason.
That segment's been brought to you by Mariano's. Save, earn, share. Stop by a Mariano's today and score deals with their revamped rewards card. Save with personalized coupons, earn freebies from Mariano's specialty shops, share discounted Mariano's gift cards with friends and family. Joe Cowley will have his take on the Bulls for us at 3 o'clock. He's been covering them all year. We are going to talk with Bears general manager Ryan Pace at 3:30. At 4:20, we're going to speak with Brian Billick. And then at 4:40, new Chicago Bear weapon Tariq Cohen is going to join us. So we look forward to that. A fun day on Bernstein and Goff on the Score.
Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta talks Cubs with Bernstein and Goff tomorrow at 2 on the Score.
There's always room to improve early in the season. There's things that are going to stand out. You know, some things you like, some things you don't like, and that's why we continue to go to work.
Jake Arrieta, regular Score Cubs insider with Bernstein and Goff.
Swing and a miss. Arrieta strikes out the side.
Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Go Cubs.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Sitting here in Los Angeles, I have to say, the Clippers go out in the most Clipper way imaginable. They go to Utah. They force an improbable Game 7 back in their own house, only to return home, flatline, get hammered, and go out in the first round again to another lower seed. The more things change, the more they stay exactly the same. So the big question here in Los Angeles is it time to break this crew up? And the answer obviously is yes. It doesn't work. The pieces don't fit. The chemistry is all off. They've had their opportunities. If it was going to happen, it would have happened by now, and it hasn't. Head coach Doc Rivers, who is calling the shots, undoubtedly will go to owner Steve Ballmer and tell him that the best chance for this team to win is by keeping it together, that they're close, that they're getting better. The fact is they're not. They're not close, and they're not getting better. They're just getting older. Break it up, Steve-O. I'm Jim Rome.
Is a big week around Chicagoland as Arlington International Racecourse opens this Friday, May 5th, beginning a summer of fun. General admission is free on Friday for online purchases only, and the first 2,000 people will receive a free hot dog and a $1 beer. Plus, the first 1,000 will receive an Arlington umbrella, all just for showing up. This Saturday, the Arlington Kentucky Derby Party is a must-attend event with mint juleps, a live band, and of course, the thrills of live thoroughbred racing. Tickets and details at arlingtonpark.com.
Mortgages aren't my specialty, but it is for Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team. They're a bank and still have money to lend. So if your current interest is not in the twos, call Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team now. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard so you don't have to. So if you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 773-770-4727 or visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Are you thinking about selling your home? Thinking you'll escape that dreadful waiting game and process? Well, think bigger. Selling is old school. Selling is yesterday. And selling is small. If you're lucky, you'll get a one-time payout gutted by commissions and closing costs. The rental market is huge. Since 2010, renter households are up by 4 million nationwide, while last year, homeownership hit a 30-year low. So before you sell, look into renting. You might be surprised at how much you can rent your home for, how quickly people are ready to move in, and how easy it is to manage the whole process when you hire Renters Warehouse. They'll price your property, find your tenants, collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls. They'll open the door to financial freedom. Think bigger than selling. Go to renterswarehouse.com, get a free home rental price analysis, and find out how much your home will rent for today. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home.
voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS4KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Do love this Mother's Day with the ideal gift for mom from the Pandora Boutique at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Pandora charms and jewelry are the stylish way to celebrate everything special about mom, like the Tribute to Mom gift set, available only for a limited time. It features a sterling silver heart clasp bracelet, two family and love charms, and a Tribute to Mom charm all in a keepsake box. And it's just $195 while supplies last. The gift that means everything to mom. That's why he went to Jared.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
At Lowe's, we know pros appreciate a promise kept, a challenge met, a job well done. And we know pros appreciate saving money. So during Lowe's Pro Appreciation Event, pro customers can ask to save 10% on in-store paint and paint accessories purchases when you use your Lowe's business credit account. So hurry in and save on the supplies pros use every day. Visit the Pro Desk for details. Offer valid 427 through 510. Subject to credit approval and can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply, U.S. only.
CBS Sunday. Don't miss Elementary.
It's been 5 years since you committed to being a detective.
Do I get a cake for that?
Holmes.
What do you and I do? It's not a job, it's a calling.
Watson.
The problem is that you think you're smarter than everyone else.
I am smarter than everyone else, demonstrably.
When these two get together...
I was gone for 5 minutes, you built a bomb?
My intention is to solve a murder.
It's anything but Elementary.
He's been really hard to catch, but he's going down today.
Quite.
Elementary, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday.
That thing you said could happen is happening!
The word is out about Life in Pieces.
You told them.
They guessed.
Well, because he told them.
It's the place to be for laughs.
I'm very tired.
You know what really helps me to sleep is being 70.
And there's no denying it.
You say you care about the Earth, but you're not willing to give up your vacation for it. That is accurate.
I never said I cared about the Earth.
Make sure you don't miss a moment.
Okay, I went in.
Life in Pieces, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
She's crazy, please!
Sometimes to catch a killer...
She wasn't targeted. She was a witness who had to be silenced.
You have to think like one.
He needs easy targets.
If he sticks to his pattern,
he usually kills in twos.
We're ready to deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
FBI! Don't move!
TV's number one suspense thriller.
We save lives, and that's all that matters.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand. CBS Wednesday. Don't miss Criminal Minds Beyond Borders.
Americans have been targeted. Tourists are always the easiest.
When you travel abroad and need help.
23 Americans disappeared.
Let's go to work.
There's one team that has your back.
Can't let them get away with this.
I keep thinking about what those parents are going through.
You gotta go now.
FBI, drop your weapon!
Gary Sinise stars.
Rest assured, we're on top of it.
Criminal Minds Beyond Borders. CBS Wednesday. Or stream it live or on demand.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Nah, I had a third-degree burn on my foot, on the top of my foot. And every time I tied my shoe up, it was right there on the spot. And after the game, the whole thing would be bloody and nasty. So.
How'd you get it?
Oh, the heat pad burned me before the game. I was actually on the table, and I couldn't feel it. But I had my headphones in. I didn't feel it burning through.
Good. All bad.
And it was the same day we played the Clippers here at home. And ever since then, it's been hurt.
So Bobby Portis has had a burned foot. Musin Butler has had a tough knee. Rajon Rondo has had like the worst of all the injuries, and he was the one trying to come back. But his agent was like, "Hey, sit right here. Don't do anything."
Wait, what does having his headphones on have to do with understanding?
He wasn't monitoring maybe the time. Maybe they, you know, sometimes those things are timed and they go off. Maybe there's a beep. I don't know. I'm trying to figure
out.
Maybe
Pat says your foot's on fire. Your foot's on fire.
Maybe he fell asleep. like I thought. Like I, some of those injuries happen when you fall asleep. Guys fall asleep and on also, the training table all the time.
That heating pad, know that is too hot.
Yeah. You need some kind of barrier, too, usually. Like, usually you put, like, a gauze over it or some of that ace bandage. Something to block
too hot.
Yeah. Because you want the heat immediately, and you're like, yeah, just put it on there.
Crank that.
And, right. And then, yeah. Like, 2 minutes into it, you're like, but I ain't going to be no punk. I'm going to stay right here.
It's a little hot.
And then your skin is sizzling.
We've got smelled burning flesh.
We've got barbecue Bobby Portis, right. Ladies and gentlemen.
The Bears, per Brad Biggs' Twitter, have announced they have waived 6 players. Running back Braylon Addison.
Okay.
Wide receiver Drez Anderson.
Okay. Drez like from Black Sheep, Drez? Go ahead.
D-R-E-S.
Mm-hmm. Spells Drez.
Oh, Black Sheep.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Chi Ali. Remember his little brother?
That first album.
That came out the year the Low End Theory came out, and I went to Evergreen Plaza to buy both of them as a kid, and the lady was like, I cannot sell you the Black Sheep tape. And I was like, why can't you?
Dress, too D-R-E-S?
Yeah.
My ribs can join apart.
Yeah,
right?
Man. Yep. Back middle to the front, don't front. But she actually.
Can I hear a hey? Yeah, can I get a yo?
You got a hat? Just for the hose. So she sold me the tape too, and I was like, I appreciate you, baby. I was like 12 years old or something like
also
that.
Also waived cornerback Devontae Busby. Hardly knew ye.
The guy who actually got some run last year.
Running back David Cobb is an ex-Bear, as is cornerback Jacoby Glenn. Gonzo.
What? Those are all Spiegel's guys. And those are the guys that Spiegel was telling the world were better than they were at the time.
Well, Cravon LeBlanc survived.
Well, of course.
The last one waived tight end Justin Perillo.
Well, get yourself a nice BMW.
Mm-hmm. Justin, goodbye.
All right. We'll take your phone calls. We got some more basketball stuff. And then the baseball weekend intrigued me as well. And the NFL draft right there for you.
Scoreboard update.
2:30 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Kevin Zipak. The Central Division champion Chicago Wolves advanced to the second round of the playoffs. So now the Wolves host Grand Rapids Wednesday and Friday at Allstate Arena. Tickets start at $15. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for information. Cubs wrapped up their road trip with a 5-4 record, and they are in first place in the National League Central. New month begins today, and a homestand begins today for the champs as they host the Philadelphia Phillies tonight at Wrigley Field. Of course, you can hear it here on 670 The Score, weather permitting. Mark Brody's pregame show will get started at 6:30. Pitching matchup there features lefty Brett Anderson for the Cubs and Vince Velasquez for Philadelphia. To the White Sox, they closed out April with a surprising 13-10 record, just a half game out of the first-place spot in the American League Central. Tonight, they continue their road trip in Kansas City to start a four-game series with the worst team in the American League. That would be the Royals. Tonight's pitching matchup features Dylan Covey and lefty Jason Vargas for the Royals. Avi Garcia not in the lineup tonight for the White Sox. He left yesterday's game early in Detroit with tightness in his groin. To football, the Bears have signed free agent center Taylor Boggs. They've also waived 6 players, including cornerbacks Jacoby Glenn and Devontae Bowsby. NBA playoffs tonight, conference semifinals in the East and West. At 6 o'clock, Cleveland hosts Toronto in Game 1 of their series. And at 8:30, the Rockets and Spurs open up their best-of-7 series in San Antonio. Finally, in hockey, just one game tonight in the NHL playoffs. Penguins host the Capitals at 6:30. Pittsburgh looking to go up 3-0 with a victory in that series. With 2,600 slot machines, over 50 table games, award-winning dining, and luxurious accommodations for gaming, for dining, for entertainment, for adventure, Four Winds Casinos is your entertainment escape. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is scheduled to be tonight at 6:30 when the Cubs take on the Phillies on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by DRF Trusted Property Solutions, the water experts.
Got a water heater problem? We got a guy. DRT.
Oh, there it is. If you're too young to understand what was getting ready to happen once this beat dropped, then damn it, do your Googles. Jump on YouTube and throw Black Sheep in there and just educate yourself.
It was used in a car commercial.
Mm-hmm.
There was like some like gophers or something that were driving.
Yes, yes, yeah. The Kia. I believe the little tiny Kia car. Yeah. Come on, man. This is a classic beat. Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com.
I had a hip-hop guru when I was in college. I knew
Actually, it was
I,
guru.
I knew nothing about hip-hop. Nothing when I got to college. Mm-hmm. And I was lucky enough to live on the first floor of Haynes' house with just a terrific guy, David Arroyo. From
Carlos's brother,
he grew up right on the. I asked him, he was from New York. I said, what borough? He said, I'm from Brooklyn and Queens. He was like literally on the street that bordered Brooklyn and Queens.
All right.
And he turned me on to Sucker MCs by Run DMC. And he's like, look, give it a chance.
This is it.
This is the new wave. Because I'm listening. He's like, no, I'm listening. I'm fine with REM. You know, we got all my stuff. He's like, no. He's like, just. Do me a favor. Just humor me on this. So when he, like senior year, I want to say like 91, right? He shows up with Black Sheep. He's like, this
is it.
Yep.
Yeah.
When he arrived, I said, what is that?
And Mr. Long.
Well, there was one that was in 87, right? And I said, what is Public Enemy? I put in that first song as like Security of the First World, London, England, Consider Yourself Warned. Listen. And I just thought, this is frightening me.
Yeah,
dude. This is making me uncomfortable. And I'm like, I think this might be awesome.
I was introduced to Public Enemy when my Uncle Wayne, the police officer, was introduced to it when he was at Western Illinois. And man, he used to come back home with PE records and PE tapes. And, you know, like, we're going to be the first generation of actual hip hop parents. You know, people my age, because hip-hop was born right around the time we were born.
And the video games are playing old stuff.
Yep.
That they're getting some of it.
Old school stuff?
Yeah, my kid was 2K17 saying something about, like, full of it. Heavy D or something like that. Where did you hear? How do you know Heavy D?
Yeah, man.
Who are you?
Grew up during the golden era. Yeah. So, yeah, and now it's so
classic
crazy.
Classic hip-hop.
We're hearing them make their way. Like, it's acceptable for it to sell products now, whereas, like, 15 years ago, you couldn't sell a product with a hip-hop riff because people would be like, what the hell's going on here? This music is a little too aggressive for my taste.
I'm Rakim for Life cereal.
Right. You got Target with the Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock. I apparently Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock need the dough, and Target was ready to cut that check for him. So yeah, man, it's out there for you to consume if you want it.
I left my copy of It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back, the actual cassette cover, the cassette box, on the dashboard of my dad's car, right? So my dad goes to work, goes downtown, and
Fear of a Black Planet is pumping.
It was in there, and when he was leaving, like the guy brings his car around, and he looks at my dad, and he's like, you listen to this?
Yeah.
And he didn't.
That was the introduction for a lot of dudes like you too, college.
He didn't front either. Yeah. He's like, no, it's my son was driving the car.
No, Bruce, no, come on, no, Bruce. You should have jumped in there like you damn right I am.
Of course I do.
1989.
Channel Zero.
Right, the number. Another summer. Get down.
Sound of the fucking drum.
Had Bruce do the entire Fight the Power.
That was Fear of a Black Planet, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Had Bruce do the entire Fight the Power joint. That would be outstanding. All right, so this weekend,
yes,
I didn't catch Friday's game. I caught highlights. I caught a little bit of Saturday's game, but I sat down, I hunkered down, and watched Sunday's game. And listen, I am not some baseball sap. I'm not the guy that needs you to romanticize about baseball for me all the time. But watching the Cubs in Fenway Park was the optics. I mean, it was visually cool. And it was also cool to see, you know, Chris Bryant hit a home run and his father jump up and then go get interviewed by ESPN. It was that moonshot that Hanley Ramirez hit was ridiculous. But it was one of those things where, like, as you get older, you appreciate older things and cooler things that can be old.
Yep.
And I'm watching that like, yo, these are the Cubs in Fenway Park. And I know interleague
listen
play.
Listen to you, romantic baseball guy.
But I know interleague play has taken away a lot of that joy for a lot of people. You know, usually you only see those kinds of matchups in the World Series back in the day, or if you saw that's why All-Star games were cool for a lot of people, because you finally see, you know, Randy Johnson throw at John Kruk's head and all those cutesy things that you may need. But I was sitting, and my buddies actually went on Friday. They went to the Friday's game. They went to Boston to go hang out. Cubs fans of mine, Joe and my buddy Mike B. And I'm sitting there watching, like, yo,
baseball.
This is kind of cool, man. It was super dope to watch, because I know
baseball.
I've been in some historic venues and haven't felt it Like, the first time I stepped in the Madison Square Garden, I'm like, this place is a dump. And we stepped in far before. We got in there far before the crowd did. I was covering a title fight.
It is a dump.
Yeah.
But basketball in that building is still the greatest.
Still haven't seen
still
it.
Still the best.
Like, I still want to go to the Big House. And my buddies that are, went to Michigan always threatened to take me. And I'm like, take me. Like, that's what I want to do before I die is go see a game at the Big House. But watching that game last night and watching it, I watched it again this morning just to see the coolness of it, man. It was just, I don't watch a lot of Boston Red Sox baseball.
They've done a nice job with it. I also really enjoyed the ESPN production.
Yeah.
They did a really good.
It was calm.
It's not too much.
Yeah.
They're not yelling at you.
Yeah.
And by the way, here's the exit velocity of that last hit. And it mixes it in nicely. It's literate. It's it's highbrow. They're not trying.
I think Jessica does a terrific job.
She's fantastic.
She's awesome. She's awesome. She's going to coin the term cookie zone, too, by the way, because, we've all heard, oh, he got a cookie there. But I've never heard someone say that's in his cookie zone. Mm-hmm. And she said it a couple of times with Chris Bryant. And immediately I'm thinking about Cookie Monster because I'm an idiot and I'm a child at heart. I'm thinking about Cookie Monster like cookie zone. Like it was super cool, man. I enjoyed the broadcast. I enjoyed seeing Fenway Park in all its glory because, ESPN comes out there with the special lighting and the cameras.
Extra cameras.
Yeah. My guy Jim Murray was in the crowd a couple of times this weekend. So it was one of those sports things where there are very few moments where I take off my all right, how should I approach this
like
as a
just
topic
luxuriate as a baseball fan a
I just
bit.
Sat back and watched it and enjoyed it. It was fun to see.
Yeah, it was fun to see. Just anytime Kyle Schwarber wants to stop sucking, it would be fine. Just please.
I was watching, you're an idiot, because I was watching this thinking of you, and that's the mark of a decent sports talk show host.
In your head.
Yeah, think about you over the weekend, and I'm sitting there and I was thinking about it. I was like, Kyle, come on, man. Hit the ball so this idiot won't have anything to say about you on Monday.
Man, Kyle, well, I'm rooting for him.
Kyle didn't do it.
I'm rooting for Kyle Hayward. I just
oh no,
you know.
Oh, what are you doing? Jason can pick it. Jason can actually track a fly ball. Speaking of picking it, there are other people who are having velocity issues. Anytime a ball goes to my man Ben Zobrist at second base, I'm like, get over there.
Talk to Lenny about it.
He's, get there.
Dwayne Zobrist.
Dude, he got a bag of old this offseason and just couldn't stop munching.
He got mad at us when we were making fun of him,
did,
too.
He did, but I'm like,
well, you're only 57 years old. Like, yeah, ha-ha, very funny.
And when
it is to laugh.
When you sign the deal, you're like, hey, if they win a World Series, you won't care. And you don't care because they won a World Series. But my God, like, my man is dripping with old.
We saw it in the playoffs last year in the outfield.
Pushing the ball over the... It's second to first. Like, you don't have that much ground. And the ball just taking forever to get over there.
Yep.
I'm like,
that's
man.
That's why you need Javi to get back to his B-hack and be a little more reliable hitter.
Offensively.
Do something. You're relying on Miguel Montero with his high launch angle to swat balls out of ballparks to keep you in games. But, and Rizzo's killing it.
Albert Amor, too. The base running play to get to second, slowing up a little bit, but not killing his momentum all the way between first and second. And you got a catcher going from first to third on that kind of playing because Wilson Contreras is uber athletic. Like, there were some things there last night where I'm like, yo, this is what baseball should be. And then the DVR cut the game off after the eighth inning.
Good.
I got to the bottom of the eighth.
It knew what it was doing.
Who won?
It knew what it was doing.
Tell me who won the game, Dan.
No, I'm going to leave you in
Someone
suspense.
Someone tell me who won the game. I feel cheated. I do not. I still don't know who won the Cubs Red Sox game last night. Help me out. Someone tell Brendan. Do you know? He doesn't know. Chris, do you know?
I know, but it's spoiler alert. I don't want to
tell you. The damn DVR cut off. It's not Cubbies. It's Cubs.
Cubby.
They won a World Series. You have to respect them as such.
Red Sox won 6-2.
All right. Cool.
There were some problems. There were some issues
Is
late.
That when Koji came in?
Cubbies.
Oh, yeah. He got his head kicked in.
Yeah, talking about old. He actually is 43.
There
or whatever
it
is. He is.
I feel like you took care of me for once in my life.
A bit of baseball talk is brought to you by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved. And with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now, 800-430-4149. After the top of the hour, Joe Cowley will give us Bulls opinions and information as only he can. Then at 3:30, we're going to talk with Bears General Manager Ryan Pace. That is all coming your way. Next up, immediately, we are going to give away very, very quickly a $50 Sherry's Berries gift certificate.
For your mama.
Or for you. Doesn't have to be for your mama.
For your mama, for taking care of your broke ass these last 4 years after you graduated out of college.
That's next.
Taking care of you and your fat daddy, Bernstein, who she doesn't really love anymore.
On the score.
Coming up tonight at 6 on the Lawrence Holmes Show.
Well, you can't say that the Bears are boring. We'll talk about everything that happened in the draft tonight.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670 The Score.com, Chicago's sports station.
Merlin 200,000 Mile Shops are offering car owners 40 hints for money-saving motoring.
Hint number 3, if your brakes are squealing, that could be a good thing.
See, manufacturers put these little wear sensors to warn you the brake pads are worn.
Hey, it's a lot cheaper to replace pads than it is calipers and rotors.
Stop by or make an appointment online.
FYI, Merlin 200,000 Mile Shops offer free brake inspections anytime, all the time.
And that should make your wallet squeal with delight.
At Merlin.
More life for you and your car.
Keep the lady in your life safe and cool this Mother's Day by visiting Merlin for a free brake, tire, and air conditioning inspection. Visit merlins.com/mom for your coupon. You can also save $60 on brakes and $60 on tires with a $50 rebate. Keep that special lady or yourself cool and safe this summer. Visit merlins.com/mom and stop into Merlin today.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your home and auto insurance.
State Farm can do that? That means I can do anything on radio. Like consume the rare and often poisonous pufferfish.
I can't feel my face.
Please, ma'am.
What happened to my tongue?
All I'm saying is State Farm helps life go right by helping combine your home and auto because they can.
I'm fine. Just a little paralysis.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
CBS Sunday.
This is our Secretary of State.
We're going to make history.
Madam Secretary is a diplomat.
You must respect our process.
Let me lay out our process. You're going to open your gates or we're going to break them down.
A visionary.
It's only impossible if we fail to try. We need to take a stand.
And a patriot.
Mr. President, you need to win. You're going to need me as your Secretary of State.
Taya Leone is Madam Secretary.
Let's change the world.
CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesday. In New Orleans, the party never stops.
On the same page there.
I'll drink to that.
And the agents of NCIS New Orleans.
Let's do this.
Never quit.
I'm just following the evidence.
NCIS!
We got work to do. Home isn't the place. It's the people. Help me protect our city.
I like the attitude.
NCIS New Orleans. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand. CBS Friday.
Show some respect, man up.
Hawaii Five-O has TV's hottest. Bromance?
Steve, what do you think?
Therapy worked for us.
Didn't see that coming.
Tune in for the action.
Five-O!
Stay for the male bonding.
I can hear you thinking.
What am I thinking?
You're hungry. Other than that, it's pretty echoey in there.
It's a match made in mayhem.
You're a caveman, and God bless you.
That's really nice.
Hawaii Five-O. CBS Friday. Or stream it live or on demand.
One of the best LASIK surgeons in America. Eyesight's critical for professional athletes. That's why Sharp Vision is the official LASIK provider of the Chicago Fire. That high quality procedure is available to you and me.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley.
ISIS is thought to have several thousand fighters in Mosul.
Real.
Now they're trying to pin the ISIS gunmen down.
Honest.
Is it true that there may be 20 people alive buried in the back?
Essential.
This is high tide. Clearly, it is the flooding that's going to be the problem for the people here.
Real news every evening.
We'll begin tonight with breaking news.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Weeknights.
Advice from a reputable attorney. Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legal advice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horowitz, Horowitz and Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legal advice.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
Schwarber hits a drive to left field. Back goes Benintendi. Near the wall makes the catch. Schwarber with a fly ball to deep left. Caught by Benintendi and the inning is over.
Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah, struggling.
Not doing enough for Danny Bernstein. Welcome back to the Bernstein
and Golf
Show.
He's just not doing enough, period. Is that for me?
Yeah, well, I mean.
Man, what do you do for me?
Right. What can you do for
what
me?
What do you do for it?
Because I used to hit home runs and doubles, and then I got hurt. And then I came back in dramatic fashion in the World Series and was an integral part of the team winning the World Series. And now in the first 24-25 games, not so hot. Not so hot for one Kyle Schwarber, but, you know, the team is 13-11. They don't feel like they're pressing at all. In 93 ABs, Kyle Schwarber has 13 runs, 19 hits, 4 doubles, 3 home runs, a low number, 9 RBI, whatever, 32 total bases, 16 walks, 35 strikeouts, a .204 batting average, a .333 on base percentage, a .344 slugging for a .677 OPS, which is much worse than you thought he would be at any point during the season. He is a negative .1 offensive war right now.
And you're looking at FanGraphs?
No, I'm looking at
Baseball Reference?
Aspen.
Because he is a, per FanGraphs, also a negative .1. He is a below replacement level player at this point. So anytime.
Come on, Kyle.
And look, the league's got more data. The league's got more video. And sometimes...
Now he's got a counterpunch.
Sometimes there's that adjustment coming, which I, since he's done it at every level, and I expect he will do it at this level. I am not writing him off.
Does he need to catch little bit? Get in his groove?
Don't.
Look at your face. Why do you dismiss that? I know he's not a very good catcher. You know he's not a very good catcher, but maybe being a part of the game more will get his juices flowing. No?
Caller 6 to the contest line, 312-591-6700.
Why is that a thing? They always say if a guy gets in a mix with his mitt a little bit, you know, he starts to feel more part of the game. No?
A $50 Sherry's Berries gift certificate. Mother's Day is coming up fast. Time to spoil mom with decadent gourmet dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries. Starting at $19.99, go to berries.com and order now. Let's try Brooklyn, New York.
Hey.
It's hair show.
Is Brooklyn
the
in the house?
Hey, how are you?
Okay.
What's going on?
Okay. Let me get my thoughts out first before you guys knock me, okay?
Well, we'll do whatever we want. I'm not stipulating to that.
First of all, let's establish if the Bears did not have Devin Hester or their defense, they would not have.
Wait, Devin Hester or the defense?
Yeah, if they didn't have 11 guys playing a unit and Hall of Fame returner.
I'm saying is I'm just trying to establish
the Bears
for history. Their success is not because of their quarterback. Jim McMahon was a serviceable quarterback. He was
don't
good,
do this.
But without.
But you'd rather
okay,
have
let's,
one,
let's skip history and get ready. We don't need a Bears history lesson.
Yeah. Okay, fine. We don't need a lesson. But here's the deal. Why I feel that the move to get Trubisky was a good move. Cleveland was talking to Niners down to the 8th pick, all the teams, including the Bears, to try to get their pick if Trubisky fell. And they were talking to the Niners, but the Niners decided they liked the Bears' offer better because they were going to still draft Solomon Thomas and they get picks instead of getting the player they get at 12.
How do you know this?
Yeah, you don't know any of this.
Wait a minute. There's been reports for weeks that Cleveland was talking to teams about their pick.
Now read the stuff that was put out today by both Peter King and Tim Kawakami.
Okay, so let's put in perspective. So let's say you're going to knock Ryan Pace for going all out to get a quarterback, but the Bears notoriously never have a franchise quarterback. So he wanted to make sure,
everybody understands that.
Yeah, we did this.
Everyone understands that why he did what he did because he loves the guy.
Yeah, the questions are on the value. That's all.
Fine. So let's talk about then. Last year, Philadelphia traded their 8th pick. A first-round, second-round, and a third-round pick.
What is that?
I don't know if this was a call that was left over from Friday or maybe he was just holding this all weekend.
I'm not sure.
The county lockup.
Generating that? I mean, yeah, everybody understands what happened.
Yeah, and we'll talk to Ryan Pace in about, 38 minutes from now? 35 minutes from now about it.
There's no secret. I mean, we don't know. He might not have had to have made that trade. And he might not care.
And there are reports that John Lynch thought the Bears were trying to get Solomon Thomas. And when they did not select Solomon Thomas, the 49ers said, we'll take Solomon Thomas off your hands. So, yeah. We'll try to get to the bottom of it, but there's only so much you can get to because we don't know who can play yet.
There was a show on Comcast, a documentary that was following some of the rookies. I got home from the grocery store. My son
Is
was
it
watching
undrafted?
It. Undrafted? No, they were talking to. It was
NFL Network used to do undrafted.
It was Jamal Adams and it was Solomon Thomas, and they were following these guys around in college and had been all last year. And it was great stuff. Solomon Thomas is a very impressive young man.
Yep. He's going to is a guy that could do anything he wants to do after football. He's got that vibe to him, and he's also a terrific, terrific football player. So I think the 49ers did well, and hopefully the Bears did well. I'm going to say the same things I said on Friday, Dan. I hope that Mitch Trubisky is a terrific quarterback. I hope he is a franchise-changing quarterback. And for Ryan Pace's sake, he has to be. He has to be. What you paid and that little chart that's floating around the Twitterverse right now with what the Falcons and the Chargers did and what Kansas City did not too long ago. Yeah, these are different times. This is no rookie salaries back then. So guys were just being handed a lottery ticket, which is why there were certain things in terms of why people were trading so much. And a lot of these trades that you're seeing from yesteryear, those were teams trying to get up to, you know, the second or third pick from the 11th or 12th pick. These weren't one pick moves. So there's a lot that went into Thursday's trade that we're still trying to unpack, and we'll do so with Ryan Pace later on.
This portion of Sports Radio 670 brought to you by Mattress Firm. It's Mattress Firm's Memorial Day sale. Get savings of up to $1,000. Store-wide at Beautyrest, Serta, and more, and get interest-free financing for 5 years only at Mattress Firm. We will throw dirt on the lifeless corpse of the 2016-17 Chicago Bulls, helped by Joe Cowley of the Sun-Times, next on The Score.
Reigning MVP Chris Bryant talks Cubs with Bernstein and Goff throughout baseball season, afternoons between 1 and 6 on The Score.
Throw the bat like up the first baseline.
I'll never do it. If it's halfway up the video board, that's enough disgrace to the pitcher. You crushed the home run. You felt good about it. He felt bad about it, and it's good.
Chris Bryant with Bernstein and Goff. Keep listening for showtimes throughout the season on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
1-877 Cards for Kids. KARS Cards for Kids. 1-877 Cards for Kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 Cards for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
To Pepe's Mexican Restaurants to celebrate Cinco de Mayo. Pepe serves authentic Mexican appetizers and entrees, as well as wonderful margaritas and Mexican beers. If you haven't already, you'll fall in love with their great salsa, guacamole, and all your other favorites. Celebrate with us on Cinco de Mayo. Don't miss the fun.
For 50 great years, Chicagoland cheers. Pepe's Tacos are very good tacos.
Why are more and more people starting their day with CBS This Morning? More real news.
We are following an unfolding story.
Dramatic new images this morning.
This has just happened. This is breaking news.
Join Charlie Rose.
New concerns about security in the nation's capital.
Nora O'Donnell.
Senator, why shouldn't Congress have more oversight?
And Gayle King.
What do you make of all these leaks? What do you think is going on?
CBS This Morning. More real news.
We're going to be monitoring the latest developments, and we'll bring you new details as they come in.
CBS Thursday.
That thing you said could happen is happening!
The word is out about Life in Pieces.
You told them. They guessed.
Well, because he told them.
It's the place to be for laughs.
I'm very tired.
You know what really helps me to sleep? Is being 70.
And there's no denying it.
You say you care about the Earth, but you're not willing to give up your vacation for it.
That is accurate.
I never said I cared about the Earth.
Make sure you don't miss a moment.
Okay, I went in.
Life in Pieces, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
She's crazy, please! Help!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
She wasn't targeted, she was a witness who had to be silenced.
You have to think like one.
He needs easy targets.
If he sticks to his pattern,
he usually kills in twos.
We're ready to deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
FBI! Don't move!
TV's number one suspense thriller.
We save lives, and that's all that matters.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that not the coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS, CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand. CBS Sunday.
Well, I got one shot at this, guys.
Let's do this.
The agents of NCIS Los Angeles.